will be immersed, and I've brought a ladle to show. Let me just hold that a sec, Izzy. Thank you. So just like a ladle is made to be sunk, immersed, what's going to happen is essentially what we're doing is we're going to dunk them in, and then we're going to fill it up. So not only are they washed, but they're also going to be filled. We believe that not only is it a washing of your sins, but actually a filling of the Holy Spirit happens when we dunk them. So when you think about them getting baptized, you can go, they're a bit like ladles, right? You can wind them up this evening, saying they're a bit like ladles. But essentially, that's what Jesus was saying. He said, turn from your old way of life. Recognize that there is sin, and maybe you've been doing things in a way that doesn't bring glory to God. And the beauty is that the water is essentially representative of dying with Christ. So you would have maybe heard the story in school of Jesus dying on the cross. We have an empty cross up here to remind us that Jesus didn't just die, but he rose again. And we celebrate part of water baptism is to represent dying with Christ and rising with him. It also represents being washed, being cleansed. You ever been on like a camping trip and come back all grubby and you just like need a good wash?
I have.
You have. Anyone else? Anyone else with Leah? Anyone else been on a grubby camping trip? That sense of being washed clean. Baptism is about that. One of the beautiful things about baptism is about you being baptized into the body of Christ. So you're joining a family. You're getting baptized. That it says, be baptized and be part of the body. And then the beautiful thing, like I said, you get filled, receiving of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down from heaven like a dove. And actually what it represents, these different things. And I just wanted to share quickly from a little parable, a story that Jesus told. And it's recorded in the book of Matthew, and it says this. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And it sounds quite extreme, right? But Jesus used stories when he was on the earth to help us understand. And he's using this story of one day finding a pearl and it just being like so worth selling everything. Think of what you love the most. Think of maybe your children. Lots of things parents might say is, I'd give everything for them. Everything for them. Now, you read that pearl of great price, you feel, what a sacrifice. But actually, if it's for something you love, for something you care about, actually, on the outside, it might look like on a sacrifice, but on the inside, it definitely isn't. And it would never feel like that. You think sacrificing for the thing you love the most. And that's what essentially these people are doing today. They're going, I've found Jesus. And I want to kind of put my old life to bed. And I want to try and live my best for him. And the beauty is that we receive God's grace, not because we're perfect. In fact, because we know we're not perfect, we go, God, I need your help. And God forgives us when we realize that. That's what repentance is, turning from him. And I love this parable as well, because we can often, if you've been in church long enough, you put yourself as the merchant, as the person searching for the pearl. But actually, when you flip it on its head and see Jesus is the one who came to earth for each and every one of us. Every person in this room, Jesus came to earth because he loved you. In John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son, not to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. You think of Jesus giving up everything because he saw each one of you as precious. Do you ever feel unprecious, unvalued, unseen? God goes, I see you. And my son went to the cross for you so you might live free. So much that could look like an outward sacrifice, but he did it out of love and care. And I know many in this room have found Jesus and gone, I can't believe he loved me. I'm a sinner, someone who has got things wrong, but I am saved by grace, not through my own doing, but through the gift of faith. And the thing is, he went to the cross to take essentially the blame for us. I don't know if you've ever had it where you might have taken the blame for someone else. We're not really a culture who likes to do that, taking the blame for someone else. But essentially, Jesus said, look, I'll take it on me because I love you and I care for you and I want you to be able to be free. And the beauty is that when he died, he went into a tomb, but the same spirit, it says, that raised Christ from the dead is what lives in us when we put our trust in him. The same spirit helps us, empowers us, and That can sound a bit airy-fairy and over-spiritual, but really, I think if you ask anyone who's been following Jesus even a few days, they start to go, God is helping me in my walk. That's how the Holy Spirit, it's not like some spirit guide that follows you or anything like that. Just God helps you in your thoughts, in your actions. Hopefully your colleagues and friends and family might notice it. But I want to say again, that if you are here and maybe you don't feel precious, maybe you don't see seen, that God would say, Jesus came for you. He gave his only son for you, not to condemn, that you might be saved. And what you're going to hear, I'm sure, in a moment, is seven beautiful testimonies of people who have realized they needed Jesus, and God has come and met them. So let me pray, and then I want as loud of applause for these guys, just to show them that they don't need to be scared because we're with them. You're not applauding me. I don't need any applause. We're going to applaud them, because even just before they share, let's encourage them. So I'll pray, then we'll do a clap, but it's for them, not for me, okay? Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this slightly quirky way of doing things, Lord, but it's so special and represents so much, Lord. And we pray for these seven people who have just found you, Jesus, as this pearl of great price, Lord. And they're prepared to put their lives down so they might follow you. I pray that you would be with them. Let us be an encouragement to them. And Jesus, most importantly, let you get the glory. Amen. Amen. Right, let's clap them.